So Ontario put out new modeling. And when I say new modeling, it isn't the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue we're talking about. It is the crappy kind of modeling, which is, what's going to happen with the variant? Even without Omicron, guess what? Things don't look great, and everyone wants to know one thing. Should you travel? And the holidays, are we going into a fifth wave? Is it Omicron equals lockdown? Is it basically any variant plus winter equals things are crappy? What do we do? And how do we understand the new modeling suggesting the province could approach 3,000 new cases a day by the end of January, and we need more vaccinations, and we got to get the 5 to 11s vaccinated, and we haven't even factored in Omicron. So, and what does it mean that our 7-day average in Ontario, let alone BC, or like this is going to be the same everywhere, is up to 940, which we haven't seen in a long time since maybe early June. So that's what we get to our friend Dr. Isaac Bogosh on. He actually understands this stuff, infectious disease physician at Toronto General Hospital, and maybe can tamp down the kind of rising sense of anxiety that fatigued human beings who just want to get the hell out of the country or go on some kind of vacation or at least gather together for a New Year's party. And now we got to hear that we probably shouldn't do it. How are you, Doc? I'm feeling down about it. I know. You know, this is how
I'm
I feel.
The downer. I'm the downer.
I know. Are you a downer? Shoot. Come on. Okay. Dude, before we get to the kind of, all right, give me a sense of what this modeling means. Like when you read it, just what do I pull out of it that's important?
So the big high level points are, holy crap, these vaccines really, really work well.
Oh, that's
good. You
look
at unvaccinated versus vaccinated, 5-fold higher risk for symptomatic COVID in unvaccinated, 13-fold higher risk for being in the hospital for unvaccinated, and 23-fold higher risk for being in the ICU for unvaccinated. The vaccines still work, and they work really, really well. That's point one. Point two, yeah, there's expected to be a rise in cases as we're seeing now. They'll probably go up even more during the holiday season as there's innumerable opportunities for the virus to transmit. And we're going to see a rise in our ICU case numbers ranging from 250 to 400. We know ICU is a significant bottleneck. We got up to 900, which was awful, by the way, with patients with COVID-19 in our ICUs. Things really get squeezed when we're closing in on the 400, 300 and high to 400. Things are really starting to get squeezed then, so we've got to be careful because we're getting close to the capacity. And then from an Omicron standpoint, I think it's just fair to say there's still tremendous uncertainty because we don't know enough about it. Those would be the 3 points.
Those are 3 points. Now let's put them through the Dr. Isaac Bogosh practical machine where we process it and turn the dough into sort of practical pasta and say, all right, what does it mean for my travel? What does it mean for my New Year's Eve party?
So, number one, travel. Listen, you're going to hear different things from different people. Just appreciate that policy is changing quickly. And what's true today might not be true tomorrow. And traveling is obviously more challenging. There's testing. There's, you know, home quarantine until your test is negative. There's variability in when you get your test results back. Like, it's going to be a pain in the butt. I think it's fair to say it's going to be a pain in the butt. Some people are prepared to tolerate that. Great. Some people aren't. Great. Choose accordingly. The other thing, though, is there's rising COVID in many parts of the world. You got to also consider what would happen if you have a negative test before you come home, and how would that influence not just your travel plans, but what you would expect to do in the 2 weeks after your travel as well. So, like, these are just things that people have to factor in. What's clear is there's lots of right paths forward. The wrong path forward for the holiday is large in-person gatherings in close, confined, crowded settings. That's clearly the wrong path forward. I mean, that's just a recipe for a big outbreak.
Okay, so Dr. Uni, who's said on television today, I was watching him, said, my family had a trip. We were going to upstate New York. We've canceled it. And I'm like, oh, my. Now, is he canceled because he can't? He's worried about being, you know, a hypocrite. Be careful. Then he's like, well, you traveled. Why shouldn't we travel? So he has to do it. Or is he prudent?
So many of us feel that. Like
that's it, right? It's like, man, if I'm the guy that ends up going to Acapulco and then I come on the radio and everyone says, oh, good for you to go to Acapulco, Mr. Hypocrite, Mr. Above the Rules.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, there's a lot of that. And rightfully so. You can't say one thing and do another thing. I just think that people should be careful. Like, people who have travel plans, just be careful. Like, obviously, not all travel is created the same. If you're not going to, you know, pack nightclubs and stuff like that, and, you know, you're having, you know, gatherings with your family or eating outdoors in a gorgeous Caribbean resort, and you're willing to tolerate the potential negative repercussions of a negative test that you might get overseas or changing border policy, like, then you're willing to tolerate that. I mean, I think it's, you can't, I think it's premature, way premature to say, like, don't travel. Just do so carefully and appreciate that there's uncertainty.
Well, that's very common sense of you.
Well,
is Omicron,
that's why we chat.
Where is, I know, that is why we chat. Omicron.
Yeah.
I keep, like, if you want to cherry pick, I feel like I'm at the buffet of science. Somebody says, it's not as bad as we think. And people say, oh, Dr. Fauci says it's not as bad. Then someone else says, it's going to be worse than you think. And then I think, okay, at the buffet of science, I'll just pick whatever I want because, as you know, we have a consensus bias, you know, like a recency bias. I'll just bias myself to whatever I want. What is the data saying?
At this buffet of science, I really hope there's crab legs and chicken wings. There also is uncertainty.
Do you eat the wing? By the way, you go for wings. No, do not go for wings.
Know what? I go for everything. Evan, if we ever meet in person,
I'll go for wings at a buffet. I would go for maybe General Tso chicken, though it's bad for you. But I wouldn't go for the wings at a buffet. There's all buffet wings say to me, skin, no meat. I'm just telling you, but okay.
I'm at, like, non-discriminatory, and it's more like, how high can I get the mountain of food on the plate? But Omicron, I mean, I think it's fair to say that, like, we just don't know. Like, we don't know. There's early shreds of evidence from South Africa that say, hey, maybe it's not as, doesn't cause as significant of a clinical picture. That would be wonderful, but let's also appreciate that most of these cases are in young people right now that don't get that sick to begin with. And, of course, we know that illness as well is a lagging indicator, and often it takes weeks and weeks for the hospitalizations to start to rise as well. So it's just premature to say Omicron doesn't cause significant illness. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. We don't have enough information right now. I think that's the key point with Alan.
Let's go back to this buffet thing. Are you just giving me the BS on the buffet thing? You actually, you're still at the stage of life where you really try to get value for your dollar and as much as you can. Do you have no discipline,
For starters, like, I have zero self-control when it comes to food. Secondly, I don't think I've been to a buffet in 3 years. But if I were, I probably wouldn't behave.
Yeah. Well, like buffets now are like super spreader events, basically. Here's the thing.
You know what, though? Why should they be? Why should they be? They got a bad rap.
Save
you're
the buffet.
You're not getting COVID from tactile. Like, you're not going to get it from touching the tongs. You're going to get it from breathing the same air as people in the same room.
Right.
I think we should bring back the buffet.
I like that. Bring back the buffet. And let me just give you some advice for the first time. But, hey, Doc, here's my advice for you. Portion size. Just get smaller plates. That's the key to middle age. Small plates.